This is Ozarks at Large. We are approaching what is kind of the second half of Artisphere. That is when the Artisphere Orchestra and the musicians that make up the Artisphere Orchestra come to town and perform. And to help us get ready for that, from Walton Arts Center is Jason Smith. Welcome in.
Thank you, Kyle. I'm glad to be here.
The Artisphere Orchestra is literally a once-in-a-lifetime event because this ensemble, this grouping of musicians, will never be together again.
Exactly. I mean, we'll have another Artisphere Orchestra, but this exact group will not necessarily be the same group next year when we have our orchestra back.
And I think – and because it happens in a compact space of time, I think that really – each orchestra will have sort of a stamp in time.
Oh, yes.
There's the 2011, the 2012.
Very much so.
Well, we're going to start getting ready for this Artisphere Orchestra, these performances, by talking a bit about classical music and today about how classical music is really the universal language. I know that's not a new thought, but it's – would you agree with that?
Of course. I would. That goes back to Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, who said, he was quoted as saying, music is the universal language of mankind. And I personally believe that to be true. I mean, no matter what I listen to, I mean, if I need to lighten my mood, I'll put on something that helps me to do that, and that's music. And I use music to help me sometimes get out of a bad mood, sometimes to make me laugh, sometimes when I just need to languish in sadness. I put on something that helps me wallow in it,
right,
if you will. And it really creates the opportunity to kind of reflect on, a language which is expressed through emotion maybe instead of through words.
When I use the term classical music, I'm throwing out a few centuries there, aren't I?
You're throwing out at least 7 centuries.
And that – so, I mean, it could be what some scholars would call early music.
Uh-huh.
It could be Baroque.
That's right. I mean, they're general – classical music is a generic term, and it really does encompass not just 700 years of music, but multiple genres and styles of music, which I like to think of not as classical music, but as art music, kind of with it, they've been composed, or the actual pieces of music have been created with artistic expression, sometimes very specific ideas, others more general ideas, written into the structure, the form, the rhythm, the pitch, the way they articulate, to create something that communicates in a complex, rich way.
But some of these pieces that you might hear an orchestra perform were written hundreds of years ago but can still feel very relevant.
Oh, precisely.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
They're not dated.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. I listen to probably 2 hours of music a day, and it varies from day to day, but I will listen to, I was listening to some Gregorian chant today, and that dates back to the 12th century.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also listened to Aaron Copland.
From the last century.
From the 1940s. And very different music. All considered classical music, but both are extremely relevant,
What connects Gregorian chant to Aaron Copland?
This kind of music gives you the opportunity to reflect. And because of the way it is composed, every time you listen to it, you hear something new. Or if you're feeling a certain way, you can bring that to the experience, and because the music is so broad and rich, it becomes a new experience each and every time. And I think that's how it becomes relevant. I also think that in our modern society, where our world is so fast-paced, mm-hmm. that classical music allows us to sit back and let our minds go somewhere that's not right here, right now, with our phone, with our computer, with our, in this fast-paced world. And it's kind of escapist for me personally.
Mentioned a universal language. Does a similar piece of music affect people in Johannesburg the same way it affects them in Toronto as Fayetteville?
Well, you know, that's a. There's been a lot of research on this. In fact, I think in 2009 they took some music to Central Africa to a tribe that of people who have never even heard the radio, and they played different Western music, you know, passages of mm-hmm. music for them, and these people who had no cultural reference identified sadness in music. They identified happiness, and they also identified fear, which was represented through the composition.
If you hear Ride of the Valkyries, when you said fear, that's what came into my mind, that's one that is intimidating.
Oh,
right?
And violent. When I think of Ride of the Valkyries, I literally think of a hurricane. Mm. You know, being in the middle of these nonstop, one-directional winds that just will take, you know, roofs off and waves crashing. And
It's not butterflies coming at you when you hear that.
No, not at all.
Someone might say, you know what, though? I just don't listen to classical music. I don't own a Vivaldi CD. I do not own Wagner. I never listen to it, so it doesn't really matter to me.
That's a true statement, but it's also an inaccurate statement. they don't own it. That's true. But classical music is everywhere in our society, from commercials. Mm-hmm. You know, you listen to the De Beers commercial. That's Dvorak's New World Symphony, Symphony No. 9. You listen to Steak, It's for Dinner.
That's right.
That's Aaron Copland. Even Hagrid's theme. Right, in Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. You know, John Williams wrote that to want to evoke a particular personality from a novel, you know,
right.
and really the journey that character might take.
The reason we're talking about this is because there are some fabulous performances coming up in just the next month with the Artisphere Orchestra as the big ensemble and the smaller units as well.
Exactly.
The schedule for all that is at the Walton Arts Center. It would go to Artisphere, right?
Artispherefestival.org.
All right.
And under Featured Projects, just look under the Artisphere Festival Orchestra. There are dates there. There's also a tab or under a featured project, the Chamber Music Series, and you can learn about the different programs that are being performed in the Ife Jones Chapels and St.
Right.
Paul's Church here in Fayetteville. Those are going to be really special. This season.
Jason, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kyle.